No one must know.
Yeah, what do you want?
I was told that this was the place for the hardest tonic down Lemoyne.
What of it?
I need some of it, please. Finally. Sweet relief.
What do you have there, Bill?
Nothing. Just a bottle of moonshine.
I thought they sold that in jars. You ready for this show?
I am now.
This is stupid. Hey, Jim, remember that time your mom told you to go to school?
Yeah. I told her no way.
No, you didn't, butt munch. You're all like, yes, ma'am, right away.
No, I wasn't, you fart knocker. I'm gonna go blow up that school someday. Yeah.
Are you two finished? You're saddling up with Belle and Dubs, live at the Strawberry Auditorium. And I won't tell no lie, because we've only just begun.
That's right, Dubs. Living life sure is fun.
Yes! Positivity is our golden rule. Glad to hear you aren't feeling depressed.
I'm having faith in me today. I just want to share in the world's delights.
With an attitude like that, your goal will remain in sight. It can be that close.
I just want to state for the record, we really are birds of a feather, Dubs. As long as I can get my dose in.
Well, we have really high hopes for the future, and they start with Mayor Timmons' announcements. Do the societal woes of having to wear the shackles known as trousers really get to you? Have you ever wanted to free yourself of the panted mindset and rid yourself of the denim menace?
I was starting to think about wearing pantsuits, but this definitely sounds interesting.
You need to know that you aren't alone. There are dozens who suffer with you and are readying themselves to do something about it. The Pants Off Society is a brotherhood like no other and is now actively seeking new members. The oath to live a pants-off lifestyle is one the brothers take very seriously, so you needn't apply if you aren't willing to immediately drop trow.
Okay, now we're talking.
Is it just, like, dudes only, though?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of dudes with their pants off? Ugh, that sucks.
To pledge to the Pants Off Society, one must run one lap around Strawberry sans pants. If you're able to complete this task, a brother will reach out to you with further instructions. There are rules, Belle. If you've had your pants down or legs parted for any amount of time, it's possible you've experienced the wonders of childbirth.
Ugh, don't remind me. I actually completely forgot I even have kids.
Belle puts out.
Yeah.
They've disguised it as a movement of empowering women, but we all know that wanting the right to vote and work is really just about women becoming lazy. If you are one of these lazy women who just can't stand the idea of being a mother, you may be interested in trying out You Ain't Gotta Be a Mom Daycare.
This feels like a personal attack.
No attacks here, Belle. Just You Ain't Gotta Be a Mom Daycare trying to help you lay around and do more of the nothing that women typically do. Maybe you just want to kick back and have a few frosty tonics while your kids are in the care of some complete stranger.
It does sound pretty appealing.
Of course it does, Belle. Who doesn't like the idea of dropping their children off with strangers who will feed them, change them, teach them things, shoot, pretty much raise them? You Ain't Gotta Be a Mom Daycare opens next week and is only $50 a week. Family reunions are a real fun way to get back in touch with your family. Not a good way for you to touch your family.
The more you know, I guess.
We've received a gram from an LCO who is trying to reach her daughter.
Aw, how adorable is that?
It is, admittedly, very cute. Elsie says, Bobby Sue. Bobby Sue? Can you hear me? This blasted thing, is it working? Hello? I need you to tell the grandkids I love them. Hello? I need you to tell my grandkids that I love them. Confound it. I don't even know if this darn thing is working. Anyway, the doctor came by today and I definitely have the cholera. Knew I shouldn't have gone through Armadillo. How do I send it? And it cuts off there.
Poor Elsie. I hope she's near the privy.
Yeah. She's gonna be, like, barfing and stuff.
Yeah. She's gonna be pooping her brains out, too.
What exactly do you two need?
It's, like, about that Rossdale dude. He can't have a statue.
Okay, but why? What did he do?
Many things.
I had a feeling he was the type.
Fine. Is there...
Way ahead of you, dude.
Part of the office of the mayor. The town of Strawberry is pleased to announce that the monument in the center of town will be dedicated to event planner Johann Bruce. Bruce, hailing from right here in Strawberry, has been helping plan family gatherings for the better part of two decades. These gatherings are wildly successful and often include camping, music, and of course, family. The unveiling of the new Johann Bruce statue will be next week. And now over to Belle at the Johann Bruce Memorial News Desk.
Disturbing news from Cornwall Kerosene and Tar today, as it appears a riot has broken out amongst the workers. And this is where the mayor usually butts in. Oh, he's not here? Maybe we'll finally get through an episode without him interrupting. So we're joined today by Cornwall's foreman, George Lewis, to talk about the riot.
Well, thank you guys for so much for having me on. This whole thing really is just a huge misunderstanding. Kind of embarrassed by it, actually.
You say it's a misunderstanding. Walk us through the events that led to this riot.
Certainly, Belle. It all started a few months ago when the refinery was short-staffed. We needed miners, and we needed them bad, so I put out a bulletin at the post of a few towns.
Well, so far, this all seems pretty above board.
Thank you! Yes, and if not for a typo, nothing would have been wrong at all.
A typo? On the bulletin?
Oh, yeah. This is the embarrassing part. The bulletin should have read, "Help wanted, minors for Cornwall Kerosene and Tar," but instead read, "Help wanted, 46 by 2 miners for Cornwall Kerosene and Tar." Oh no. They found me.
Are those...
The Cornwall workforce? Yes, indeed, it is. I know, there's so many of them. 92 of them, in fact. We were short-handed. I went overboard in how many I hired. I'm just so embarrassed. We're outnumbered now. Why is my face red? We ran out of juice for them to have during their government-mandated snack breaks, and now... Well, now you hear them.
And you're so embarrassed by...
The sheer amount of them! We have too many miners now, and I feel like I can't lay them off, because...
We want juice!
Because they're children?
What? Oh, can you imagine the sound of all of them crying at once? They're so annoying. And with the price of daycare? No way.
Oh, well, this was just an all-around awful news story.
Yeah, don't we have an ad here?
Hi, I'm Ralph.
And I'm Bart Hollemew.
And we're the Ralph and Barth Brothers Widget Company. Just two plain, simple guys from Roanoke Ridge.
We put our grimy coveralls on one leg at a time, just like you.
Yeah, we're definitely not well-educated carpetbaggers from up north.
If you're wondering whether our accents are real,
that don't matter. What does matter is this. Back in the winter of 1892, there was a nationwide widget shortage.
Only one company survived and drove the rest out of business. Today, they corner the market.
That's right. That means they can charge whatever they want because they got no competition.
We thought that was crazy. So we decided to start our own company.
Now, instead of paying other people for our widgets,
you pay us! To cut out the middleman, we bought our own widget factory in downtown St. Denis.
Now, because we own the manufacturing and supply chain, the cost is low.
Are we passing the savings on to you?
No! You may be thinking, isn't this the basis of nearly every business model?
And you'd be right. It really is.
But our condescending attitude makes you think we're smart and innovative, so you won't compete.
While our down-to-earth, folksy demeanor says, hey, we're regular people. Give us money.
You may also be asking yourself, what is a widget?
That don't matter. Are we even brothers?
That don't matter either. The important thing is you need widgets. Everyone needs widgets.
And we'll ship our premium widgets directly to you at a fraction of our competitors' prices.
Sure, that fraction is 16/8.
That's like, what, half off?
Don't bother doing the math.
Yeah, you're definitely not an accountant.
And we definitely aren't either.
Remember our names next time you buy a widget.
I'm Ralph.
And I'm Bart Hollemew.
And we're the Ralph and Barth Brothers Widget Company.
Would you like a chance to win a free starter set of widgets from Ralph and Barth? Send a telegram to the Bell and Dub Show with the keyword propaganda.
That's propaganda. P-R-O-P-A-G-A-N-D-A.
And now for the return of a personal and fan favorite segment. Millie Vanilli is going to take a look at some of today's social issues.
Aw, thank you, Dubs. Throughout history, families have gotten to disputes. Whether it be about land, forced marriage, or fornication with animals, having different families in close proximity with each other always breeds hostility. Well, we have two families residing in Rhodes who just can't get along.
No! No, 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 no! Wait. Wait just a minute. Whoa. These segments are often vile, raucous, and lead to skirmishes that are just absolute embarrassments to Strawberry.
Oh, come on. Look at this crowd. They're all fired up to see the Millie Vanilli Show.
Millie, dang darn, y'all.
Okay. We can make this deal happen. But hear this, devious Dubs. The second little fussy Millie gets out of line, she'll be out of here.
Okay, then. Back to business, then. Ladies and gentlemen, back to our regularly scheduled programming, the Millie Vanilli Show.
Well, as I was saying, we have two families in Rhodes who just flat out can't get along. The Grays run the town of Rhodes, while the Braithwaite family plantation covers most of the southwestern Lemoyne. Today, we are going to bring the two sides together to talk about their issues and hopefully some sort of peaceful resolution. So first, we are going to meet the heads of these families and try to find the root cause of this hatred. Right now, we have the matriarch of the Braithwaite family, Catherine. Catherine.
Lady Catherine. Get that straight.
Oh, apologies. Lady Catherine, people in Rhodes are well aware of the generations-long feud between your family and the Greys, but almost no one seems to have an answer as to how it began. Do you have any insight on this?
Oh, Murdo Grey, that's what. Nasty old sod. Thought he could get away with thieving from us. We showed him what for and have been ever since.
Let me ask you, Lady Catherine, what would you do if you came face-to-face with a Grey today?
I reckon I'd put one of their faces between my crosshairs and be done with them.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Ooh.
Next, we have the patriarch of the Grey family, Tavish.
These inbred mongrels.
Tavish Grey calling us inbred? Ain't that rich?
I'll say this only once. These low-life Braithwaites have been messing around and selling moonshine and roads for decades. Lawless bunch, and I want them out of my town.
It's funny you bring up moonshine, Tavish. I did some digging around town to find out some more about this rivalry.
Ooh.
We found out that you and your family are peddling moonshine as well.
Shocking revelation.
With more on this, here is Catherine's son, Gareth.
Tavish, you son of a...
Get off me!
Sheriff!
Now, boys, bring up! Let's settle ourselves, for I have to draw my arm.
This ass calling us lawless. They are the law, and they still can't get it right.
I'm going to have to ask you to watch your language.
See what I mean? A family of degenerates. The Greys are a family that handles themselves with dignity and grace.
Dignity and grace?
Precisely. That's why we are so united.
United, you say? Well, now seems like the perfect time to bring out the next member of the Grey family.
Ooh.
Please welcome Tavish's nephew, Scott Grey, to the stage.
Oh, mother...
That's right, Uncle. I'm here, too. You say the Greys handle themselves with grace?
but you're trying to make me marry my cousin? What you gotta say about that, huh?
Lower your voice, nephew.
I won't.
See what I mean? Putting on airs, calling us inbred.
Acting like Rhodes is your town.
Always has been.
Always will be.
Not all of the Braithwaites are violent. Let's bring out Catherine's daughter, Darcy.
Whoa, look at this chick's thingies.
Oh my god.
Hey y'all, I'm here.
She's got big thingies.
I finished freshening up in the bathroom.
And now all of the Greys hate the Braithwaites, like Tavish's son, Jesse. Come on out.
Oh my god.
Yes, I am here. It is not illusion. Hello, Darcy.
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, it's nothing, Ma. Don't worry about it.
Is that so? Our private investigators revealed some interesting information. Look at these photos.
Are they naked?
The two of you meeting up at the Rhodes Saloon? Not only are you necking with the enemy, but you're drinking at their bar?
No, Ma. I wasn't drinking. Jesse doesn't like it when I drink.
You are delusional. I told you. If you want this life with me, let's go for it. But I don't want your attitude in my life when you've had too much moonshine.
I only drink to taste the family recipe. So what? I'm completely in control. It's okay. Jesse is still my true love. My Prince Charming.
Oh, cut the bull hockey, Darcy.
I truly believe I finally found the right man. My soulmate. It's not fair that he's in the wrong family or whatever. Okay. Tell your dad he's a hateful old piece of shit.
You leave my father out of this.
You little trollop. Don't you call my sister a trolley, you piece of trash.
No. Fight!
All right, all right. Settle down. Settle down. Break it up. All right. Enough of these shenanigans. Do you need to step outside and cool off?
That's it! You were warned, Millie. You're fired.
No, sir!
So I should just go?
Arrest her.
For what?
Come on now, ma'am. Hands behind your back.
You'll never take me alive.
Lil Fussy Millie just couldn't get the job done. We are going to make big improvements to this segment. This segment was doing horribly in ticket sales. We are going to sell out the auditorium.
Mayor Timmons, this is gross abuse of your power. Just stop lying to the audience and let us finish the show. We still have the Fort Wallace Color Guard marching band to get to.
Poor devious Dubs trying to get one over on me. This is what we're going to do. We are going to make this into a game. We will put up a wall with five answers on it. I will give you a category, and you'll each chime in. Each correct answer will get points. The family with the most points wins the feud. Everybody got it? Okay. Give me Tavish and give me Catherine. Top five answers are on the wall. Name something you might sell to a fence.
A gold tooth.
Show me gold tooth. The number four answer. Tavish?
Gold watch.
Show me a gold watch. That's the number one answer. Are you going to play or pass?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to play.
All right. They're going to play. Scott, tell me something you might sell to a fence.
Most people would expel waste in the privy. Well, instead of using the outhouse, I like to take jars with me and fill them with my urine. So I'm going to go with urine-filled jars.
He puts his pee,
which is what
jar.
Old Lady Breathwaite's moonshine tastes like.
I hear that's what you like anyways.
That's your answer. Show me urine-filled jars. Sorry, not on the wall. It's okay, just one strike. Jesse, tell me something that you might sell at a fence.
Well, I have this ring, right? Which is definitely not an engagement ring. So I'm going to go with appreciation ring. Or promise ring. Or or whatever you want to call it.
Good answer.
If only Jesse would put a real wedding ring on my finger.
Quiet from the other side. Show me promise ring. Are we going to accept that? Yes. We had gold ring as the number two answer.
Number two.
Tavish, only one strike. Tell me something you might sell at a fence.
I've got this big old walnut tree in my backyard.
Nuts.
And I like to collect the walnuts off of them in the burlap bag. So I'm going to say a big old sack of nuts.
Show me a sack of nuts. Oh, sorry. That is strike two. Braithwaite's be thinking of
Jimmy,
a steal.
Put that away. He didn't
okay,
mean your sack
Scott,
of nuts.
Last strike. Tell me something you might sell at a fence.
Whenever I have sex with Darcy, I like to take mixtures of our juices and collect it in an old banana peel. So I'm going to go with a fluid-filled banana.
Oh, you wish. Oh,
show me fluid-filled banana. Okay, Braithwaite's. Round one will belong to you if you can give me one answer.
Dead animal. Oh!
Oh, that was my shoe. I didn't mean to throw it at your face.
Okay, Catherine. You can go with either of their answers or one of your own.
I think what all them men need is a good hard spanking.
Whoa.
I'm going to take off my belt and sell this gold belt buckle.
All right,
oh, good
okay,
answer,
yeah.
You're so smart.
Show me gold belt buckle. The number four answer, the Braithwaite steel. Now, give me Gareth and Scott. Top four answers are on the wall. Gareth, Scott, name an animal you might see on a ranch.
Poop.
Are you joking?
You've got to be
Gareth,
kidding me. A pig.
Show me a pig. The number one answer. Are you guys going to play or pass?
We are
going to
play.
Three answers left on the wall. Darcy, tell me an animal you might see on a ranch.
Well, in my family, we love a good steak. Cooked perfectly and cut on the bias. So I'm going to say a cow.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Show me moo. Still two answers remain. No strikes. Catherine, tell me an animal you might see on a ranch.
I wake up to a cock every morning, and so should every good ranch.
She wakes up to
I'm
my cock.
I'm going to go with rooster.
Okay. All right. Good answer. Good
show
answer.
Me rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Of course, they get the easy ones.
You guys are doing great. No strikes. Only one answer left on the wall. Gareth, tell me an animal you might see on a ranch.
You know, I used to f*** your wife, Tavish. I used to beat up that old mare to death. She was really into the whipping boot.
You son of a bitch. You leave my dead wife out of this. Hey, Romano, come on. You want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
A disgrace. Just awful behavior. Lock them all up.
That was a hell of a show, man. What do you call it?
Well, I haven't decided, but I think I'll call it The Aristocrats.
Well, unfortunately, because of the mayor selfishly taking over the Milli Vanilli show, we have run out of time for the Fort Wallace Color Guard marching band. Our apologies.
And of course, Devious Dubs decides he wants to continue to be unfair to me. This mistreatment won't hold up. You are completely unhinged.
Good riddance, I say.
You know what, Belle? I agree. And now that he's out of here, let's see if anyone from the audience wants to zing in. Steve? Steve? Jim? Where are those two?
I guess I'll line them up. Sir?
You know what? What if one day they were like, hey, we can tell you're related. How? Well, I don't know. You know, everybody has different spit. You know? What if for some reason they're like, hey, spit in his cup. Get your dad to spit in the cup. Guess what? They got the same spit. You'd be like, hey, this is your dad or this is your cousin. Y'all don't know.
I'm about tired of you, sir. This is your last warning.
Man, every time. Every daggone time.
Yes. Thank you, Sheriff. Bell, anyone else want to zing in?
Oh, it's those brothers again. What were your names?
You J. Brones would forget us. I'm Ares, and this is my brother, Paxton.
Cool it on that brother talk. No brother would treat me the way you have, Ares. Is this about Mildred again? I thought you guys kicked each other in the balls to resolve that. It ain't even like that. Mildred is old news.
Aw, I was hoping this would be like my stories back home.
Yeah, Paxton here thinks I was in his room touching his stuff.
Well, if you didn't, then who moved my cigarette cards? Aren't cigarette cards for kids?
Hey, you mind your business there.
Well, you've come to my show to talk about it.
Our show?
That does it. Ares, I challenge you to the manliest game.
You ain't got the guts.
I've put my arms down, haven't I? Punch me in the chest.
Now you punch me in the chest.
Ha ha, yes. Well, bargaining is hard.
Sir, you and the cute collar.
Yes, father. Please, zing in.
Well, to be honest, I was just hoping to make some bread with you guys.
Ooh, not sure if you guys know this about me, but I love me some money.
I suppose we are up for anything. What did you have in mind? Selling collectibles? Getting into the trading game?
Please don't tell me you're looking to rob banks.
Don't be silly, Bill. He's a man of the cloth. So tell us, what did you want to get into?
I thought I was pretty clear. I want to make bread with you. You know what? Never mind. I have a feeling you'd be the kind of people who wouldn't actually help but try to take credit for it. Anyway, I'll be praying for your souls.
Okay, great.
You, ma'am, in the corner?
No, 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 no.
Excuse me, ma'am?
No, 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 no.
That's how I feel, lady.
Was there something you wanted to say?
No, 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 no.
Wait, is that bees? Is she holding a beehive?
Is anyone else allergic? I'm gonna go somewhere where there's no bees or people.
Unfortunately, it feels like family time must come to an end, and so must the show. The mayor may just be the absolute worst. He's gone too far and arrested our beloved Millie. The Greys and Braithwaites had a score to settle with each other, and I guess it was resolved? Jim and Steve have mysteriously disappeared. Try not to pick up your family members at the reunion. It's just wrong. Well, time for us to skedaddle. Remember, you can send us a gram at the Strawberry Post, care of at Bell and Dubs.
No, 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 no.